Hi, and welcome to episode one of My First Panic Attack with myself, Josh Gunston. And this is the debut episode, so hi and welcome. This is going to be an unscripted little intro from me, so be advised there may be mistakes. I might slur my words, I might stutter, etc., etc., etc. But I'm learning as time goes on, so just bear with me. This is the first time that I've actually been in front of a mic talking to myself. It's very strange. It's a very, very strange experience. So again, just bear with me as I kind of explain to you the why, the what, and the how behind my first panic attack. So to begin, I've suffered from anxiety and depression for about 10 to 12 years now. It's been quite a long journey. And when I first went through it, it was a very much like a, there was no awareness. There was no real sense of understanding about these problems. It took me about a year or two to really work out that I had an anxiety disorder. I just thought I was dying for about 2 years. And apologies, I just dropped my phone on the floor. But yeah, there was no understanding. There was no awareness. And a lot of my friends were very supportive, but they didn't know what was going on. I feel like that's something I always have to remember, because right now I'm very lucky with supportive friends who have been through mental health issues and understand what goes on. But I know a lot of people out there don't have that kind of support around them. And I'm not saying people have got bad friends. It's just there is still a lack of understanding, because the stigma of mental health awareness is still so extreme. And we have to change that now. This podcast is here to break down those barriers and break that stigma apart. I want the conversation to start now with so many fucking people that need to talk about this. It's so crucial for everyone to have these open conversations. We're so afraid to talk about these problems. And all it does is cause such an inner turmoil with all of us. We have to start being open and honest. I know not everyone wants to have their private life completely out there to the world, but I think if people feel up to the task, coming on this show to speak about your experiences is so crucial. And let me tell you why. For me personally, I've been open about mental health ever since I knew I had a mental health issue. This was about 2010, but I would constantly speak about it to my friends openly. I wasn't afraid. I was never afraid. The first couple times people would say to me, "Oh, why are you worrying?" Which is completely normal. I understand that. But then after a while, when the understanding was there, they would actually ask more questions, and some of them started to realize that they actually had problems themselves. So again, going back to why I think it's important now, I've always been open about these kind of issues. And what I've noticed is that when I speak to friends or people in general about mental health, when there's others around, sometimes those people come up to you and say, "Oh, I didn't realize, but I think I've got the same thing." And people were kind of mind blown to realize that they also suffer. And that's what it is the whole time. So again, that's what I'm trying to do here. There's no real crazy cure to anxiety and mental health and depression. And I think the main cure is to kind of find yourself within and just to be open and honest about what you're going through. So the kind of format that I want to choose for this is 1 to 2 hours with a guest, just one guest to start with each week. And to kind of keep it flowing and just keep the conversation as candid and unscripted as possible. I think that's absolute key in doing this. And I've been so blessed to have 88 fucking people hit me up about coming on the show. I'm so thankful and overwhelmed with support right now. This is actually crazy. So I've already locked in the first 10 shows. And we're going to kind of see how things go from there. Eventually, I'll look into doing videos as well. I think it'll be nice to sort of see the conversation take place instead of just hearing it. But I just think it's amazing that we can do this now. And I think everyone has advice to give to other people, all from experience. For example, 10 years ago, I got robbed twice at knife point, and that fucked me up. I couldn't leave my house for months. And when it got dark, even if it was 4 p.m. and it was dark, I would be shitting myself. I wouldn't have the courage to walk in the dark, even if it was 4 p.m. I would finish college at 4:30, and the thought of walking home gave me panic attacks. I couldn't control it. I didn't know what to do. Now, what I'm trying to say is, I overcame that over time. I had therapy, I had good counselors, and the way I kind of dealt with that was exposing myself to those elements, being out and about at night on my own, in a safe-ish location, but on my own, helped me regain a sense of control being outside of my house. That was a massive skill that I learned. And I started to walk further and further at night each time. And every extra 15 minutes gave me a boost of confidence and more clarity in being able to be on my own at night. Now I feel walking around at night is just another thing that I do. It doesn't even faze me anymore. Yeah, there's still dangers out there, of course, but I've learned to feel comfortable with myself to walk home and just face any dangers necessary if needed. But I don't fear it anymore. That's the big difference. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because, let's say I sat down with someone who has suffered an incident similar to me and is struggling right now. Straight away, that would be the advice that I give, to tell them to kind of slowly expose themselves to those elements of danger and face it head on rather than shy away from it. And I think straight away that individual will take a good lesson from that. And also for me right now, I'm still suffering. I'm still struggling. You know, I've got a great job. I've got great friends. I've got a record label. I love what I do. I love working in the music industry. On paper, my life is fucking incredible. But yet I still suffer with depression. I still suffer with health anxiety. And I still suffer with dependency on people. I struggle to be alone a lot of the time. And that does chase me a lot in my life. I still struggle to be alone, and I try so many things to overcome it. But maybe soon I may have a guest that comes on and has also suffered in the past from experience. And maybe then they can give me advice on how I should proceed. This is the kind of relationship I want to establish. And when I say, quote unquote, the conversation starts now, that's what I'm referring to. Being able to use experience to help others. And yes, none of us are trained counselors or therapists, but that's not the point. These are great services, and I recommend every single human being has counseling. If you can afford therapy, that too. But maybe if we as humans can start to talk openly about our problems, it would change the world for the better. And I think that's just what I want to do here. So on that note, I'm going to leave it there. But thanks for listening. Again, this is just a short intro as to what I want to do with this series. I think I would struggle to talk for a whole hour on my own right now. And also, like, I don't want to dig too much into my own issues now, because I think it would be better to wait until the conversation arises and the opportunity arises with the guest that I have on, if that makes sense. Me sitting here right now being open about my problems, I don't think that's really creating the conversation that I want just now. I don't want to be shouting into a mic about what's going on, but I would love to sit down in front of someone and really tell them what's happening. That's the difference. So again, on that note, thanks for listening. And this was one take, so I'm very happy, because this was a nerve-wracking thing to do. But I'm here now, we've done it, and I will see you all very soon. But yeah, thanks for all the continuous support, and honestly, much love for everything.